Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth Chan. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Summer is here.
A couple more days, but it feels like summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, 90s.
Yes, it sure is.
This year. So, we are going to have an open line today. So it should always be fun, always is fun with the open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy will be welcome. First, a couple stupid and or outrageous regulations of the week. And, I love this first one, Mike. This is out of New Orleans. And if this is from Yahoo News. Homeowners pinched by preservation rules. It wasn't enough that homeowners got socked by Katrina,
uh-huh,
and then by the lack of response by the various governments. Now, you've got people who are trying to rebuild their homes that might have some historic homes, like might be like 140 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just can't rebuild their homes. See, if they're in an historic district, they have to match what was traditionally done, like the shutters have to be a certain type and the hinges of the shutters have to be exactly a certain type of the original type, or maybe even the screws have to be approved by the Preservation Commission. And this one homeowner, you know, says, you know, quote, "I want to preserve the house as much as possible so it'll be here for another 40 years, but it really doesn't make too much sense for me to have all the historical features of the house and not have electricity, not have plumbing, not have sheetrock or plaster on the walls." I mean, see the unquote. See, the problem is, in order to preserve things like this, it takes a lot of money. You know, it's just not like going to your local Home Depot and buying stuff.
Well, sure.
And I do think this is absolutely outrageous that these people have been devastated by the hurricane, and then they can't even build their own homes back the way they want to. It's not their property. It's mm-hmm. more the New Orleans Historic District Landmarks Commission property. Let's see if I saw another interesting quote by the commission. Well, the commission has 21,000 words of regulations that dictate construction nearly down to the screws. I kind of mentioned some of this. Shutters shall be hung on hinges of the proper type and design. Once this regulation has been satisfied, shutters may be fixed in the closed position or held in the open position with appropriate hardware. Well, how nice of them.
Yes, you can open and close your shutters.
You have the choice to have closed or open.
Oh, man.
And the regulation actually designates that.
Oh, boy. Oh, that is a stupid regulation, I must say.
Oh, God. It's stupid and yes, outrageous. So, there you have it again. Here, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. Once again, portrayed so well. The next one is something from Great Britain, and this is a little bit scary too. They have come up with a new commission. And let's see, what is that name? I should have highlighted this. Okay, Fixated Threat Assessment Center. And the Fixated Threat Assessment Center has a couple policemen. Let's see. Four police officers, two civilian researchers, a forensic psychiatrist, and a forensic psychologist. And these latter two individuals have the power to involuntarily commit suspects to a mental institution. And their criteria is that they deem that these two individuals deem that a person is a threat to themselves or others. And their definition of fixated since this is the fixated threat assessment center. Those who are abnormally preoccupied with certain ideas or people. So I guess if you believe really strongly in some philosophy, and it's something that the thought police don't like, they can just commit you
wow.
from Great Britain to an institution. So 1984 is alive and well, in, well, of course, in this country too, but especially in Great Britain, where George Orwell actually wrote the book.
Yep.
1984. Scary, scary stuff, folks.
Hey, did you hear what they're going to do with the tollways?
I had heard that there is talk to have what is termed congestion pricing.
Uh-huh, that's right.
To, I mean, really, really pretty high congestion pricing from what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Like $6 or something to travel downtown maybe during rush hour or something like that.
Yep, they're even talking about putting toll booths up on the freeways, like 290.
Well, now, see, theoretically, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Really?
Some kind of congestion pricing.
Huh.
I would be willing to pay a little more money if I knew I could save an hour of driving time going downtown. I mean, think of how much your time is worth.
Well, I don't know if it's going to save, because if you get
well,
a lot of
people... that's the thing.
You get a lot of people like you that are willing to pay that extra money to go downtown at that time, and nothing's going to change except for the prices. That's my biggest fear.
Well, where would the money go, I guess?
Exactly. That's another thing I didn't want to talk about, because I know it's not going to go anywhere good.
Well, see, if the money was actually going to go to promote less congestion on the highways, then, again, I wouldn't necessarily be against such a thing, theoretically. In the hands of politicians, you know, the money's going to go in the wrong hands, mm-hmm. and there's going to be a lot of corruption, and... and the individual citizens probably going to get screwed.
Uh-huh.
But actually, I actually think the congestion pricing was first, the first person I know who promoted this idea was the libertarian Robert Poole of Reason Magazine.
Hmm.
And basically what he did is he took market principles and he applied it to transportation, which tends to be government run. And theoretically, you know, if the demand, you know, in a free market, if the demand goes up, the price goes up. And that's the whole idea behind congestion pricing. I think if we had a free market in roads, I think that might work great. I'm not totally convinced it will in the hands of government, though. So what else do we have going on? It appears that American forces in Afghanistan have killed, what did I see? Oh, about only 7 children in a school. Something like that. Well, doesn't matter the number, does it?
No, probably not. One is
too many. A few million here, a few million there, then you're talking about killing real people, to paraphrase the late Senator Everett Dirksen. You're probably too young even to know who that is.
Yep, I am too young for that one.
Senator Everett Dirksen had a really, really a great bass voice
uh-huh.
when he talked in the Senate. He was a senator from Illinois, actually, back in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And the famous quotation from Dirksen, he was a fiscal conservative. Is, you know, when the Congress was spending money, they were talking about in terms of millions usually.
Mm-hmm.
And his response to that was a million here, a million there. Pretty soon you're talking really real money. Now it's a few billion here, a few mm-hmm. billion there. But explain my illusion. But at any rate, though, we continue to kill innocent people in Iraq and Afghanistan and expect that we're going to win the hearts and minds. I don't know how that figures, how that makes sense. Well, we got all sorts of things we can talk about. We can talk about the Ron Paul campaign that keeps on mounting popularity. Was on the Colbert Report last week. and did great. And things continued to move really well for Ron Paul. So we got that. We got the war in Iraq, continual war in Iraq. We have these stupid regulations of the week, or anything else, political or economic or philosophical or of the law. I'd like to talk. Oh, Haiphong was he was disbarred, I understand.
Who?
Haiphong, the attorney general or the state's attorney, whatever, state's attorney for, you know, surrounding that Duke University case.
Uh-huh.
I saw a reference of him being disbarred. I never actually saw the news item, so maybe somebody can clarify that for me, but I saw a reference in an article that he has indeed been disbarred.
Hmm.
So I'm assuming that's accurate, but I'm willing and able, I mean, to be corrected on that. Well, I sure hope so. And he's facing maybe some criminal charges too, and also some huge lawsuits from those families from Duke University, whom he really slandered.
Sure,
so many of those young men.
Innocent men.
Innocent men.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
5% appear too small. Be thankful I don't take it all. Cause I'm the tax man.
we are back with Freedom Rings, and let's go right to the phones, and we do have Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kenneth. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
How's your weekend, man?
Oh, it was fine. How was yours?
No, it was fine. It was hot. The wife had me slaving over doing all kinds of stuff.
And I did
out
a
here.
Lot of swimming, so I got to try to keep cool. So what's up?
I was talking to a friend of mine, and Dan, actually, he calls in on a regular basis. How he went all these protests to Washington over the weekend, and he was kind of disappointed. Turnout was really low, and you know, I keep telling them people aren't interested. They want to complain, but they don't want to participate. You know, with all these protests, everybody's protesting. He went down there on the assumption there would be thousands. Well, there was 50 down there at one time, and then there was, I guess, 70, and then maybe on the weekend there was 1,000 or something.
The protests for what?
Oh, the protests, the immigration situation, and, you know.
Maybe there's not that big a support for, they're protesting, what, the possible immigration bill that's going, they're trying to pass, which they're having a hard time doing, or...
Yeah, and well, what it comes down to, you know how Washington works. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. I really gut feeling, and I don't like it, is that they're going to pass this bill only on the basis that they got, you know, some attachments to it that favors, you know, whoever's involved in it. Because I heard this on a show last week. A couple of the senators, they were involved in this. The only reason they voted against it is because they didn't get what they want. And, I mean, obviously that's what it's all about in Washington. It's not about us. It's about what they want.
I don't think the support's there. I don't think they're going to pass the bill. Of course, it would be a horrible bill. We're going to forgive tax debts for illegals, but we have the Ed and Elaine Brown still hold up in their estate in New Hampshire with the Fed surrounding them, ready to pounce on them for not filing and paying income tax.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they'd rather...
Yeah. I see your point. I mean, although, as you know, I have a little different view of this this immigration situation than most of my supporting callers. I just don't see the problem. Be very leery, folks. Be very leery of government solving this immigration problem, because... invariably, what they'll do is they're gonna take away your freedom in the process.
Well, and
it's a big divide and conquer. Government always does this divide and conquer thing, and they're really the immigration issue is a perfect example of it. I'd rather have so-called illegals running around being productive. Now, if you want to get rid of the undesirables, take away the welfare. That, of course, I would push wholeheartedly. But some of these other draconian policies, it's going to take our freedoms away.
You actually think... Well, see, I'll tell you this, okay? I'll tell you a little story real quick here. I have my own business. I'm like you, okay? And I'll tell you, what business is really slow out there. And the reason why is because I've gone out... I wouldn't say it's real slow. I've gotten a paper trail a mile long of things that people have called me up and wanted quotes on. Or I've gone out and started to do and couldn't because, guess what, I'm not cheap enough. Okay, bottom line is, and I know this for a fact, Kenneth, and I can pull up other, you know, maybe I can get another guy on here that will speak the same thing. Those of us that don't have people working for us or don't run a contractor that isn't fully, let's just say, legalized, is running around doing things for half of what we cost, half of what we charge. I mean, and I'm not extremely high.
Yeah,
and
no, I agree with you there, it has affected my business too. I don't disagree, but I'm not willing. I really take pride in Jeff in not altering my political philosophy just because it might personally run against what you know in my personal life. I try to be very intellectually honest and philosophically consistent with my philosophy. And
well, you're being politically correct. Is what you are. You're being politically correct.
I'm not being politically correct. I'm
yeah,
like the
are.
Opposite. I think the political correct attitude in this country these days is to talk against the horrible immigration problem. That's what
I'll tell you what, I have a friend of mine that has a landscaping, you know, he's not a friend of mine anymore, all right? The reason being is because he's got illegals working for him, all right? Him and I got into it. And here's the bottom line is, people profit off them like crazy. He's a good example. He's charging them, he's basically, the guys are, he's paying them $5, $6, $7 an hour to go out and plant trees or whatever, all right? At the same time, when you look on, I know what the bills he hands out. It's double. So that extra money that he's making the same amount of money but more. In other words, he's profiting off the back.
Maybe it's time that we start hiring some Mexican workers, you know.
It's not.
Who will work for less?
It's slave labor, though. Everybody talks
about slave labor.
Between,
if somebody is willing to work for a certain amount, that's called the free market, Jeff.
Yeah, but are you willing to pay? Are you willing to pay somebody that you have on your crew in a wage like, you know, I make or what somebody else, some other white guy makes? Say, are you willing to pay him $30 an hour to paint versus $15 an hour? You know, if they're qualified, because I don't.
I think though that's the main thing is the qualification. For my qualification for hiring somebody would be that they speak the language and are able to communicate with my customers. That would be, and that's why I hesitate. To do what I just suggested.
I see where you're coming from.
I mean, I don't care what color or what from what country a person is from. So don't get me wrong when I say I just want them to be able to communicate and be professional. And it seems to me anybody working for $5 an hour, I just have a hard time thinking that they're going to be professional.
Well, no, I used to work with them. When I used to work for City of Naperville, no white guys would ever. I'd go through stacks and stacks and stacks of applications to put on my crews to do anything. All right, I'd be lucky if I pull up five guys out of about 250 applications. Now, when I did get the white guys, flat out, I'll tell you, they didn't want to get paid $9 an hour for mowing grass, for instance. They wanted to get paid $15, $20 an hour because we've got this mentality out here that everybody ought to be making, you know, gazillion amount of money right off the bat. And that's what kills me, you know. But bottom line is, you know, I think you got to look at it from my perspective, too. All right? I don't make a lot of money, but it's the kind of money that basically kills me when I lose business to some of these people. And I'm not... You know, I'm not trying to be a.
of course, I mean, it's just to be fair and honest about all this, we have to mention that the other side of the coin is that consumers, we are getting goods and services for a lot less than we would have if it weren't for the immigration, the immigrants coming in and working for lower wages. It does get passed on to the consumer. If you look at the food industry, especially in real price terms, it's plummeted over the decades. Prices have plummeted, and clothing too. Prices have absolutely plummeted over the decades for clothing. Wish it were true with gasoline prices, but. You know, when you have, and I read this interesting article this morning about that, about one reason why the oil companies aren't building new refineries. When you have all the talk in Washington about trying to reduce gasoline consumption by 20% over the next 10 years, as Bush has recently said, and pushing ethanol artificially through subsidies of government pushing ethanol, then... If you're a businessman, you're going to think twice before you invest in a facility of something the government's not going to want being produced that much.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing: there's a lot of hypotheticals out there. We got to do something, all right. And every time somebody turns around, and I'm hearing this now, I'm reading in the paper. In fact, the Daily Herald has an article about it. How now they're going to jack the prices of oil and gas up because the fact that these you know, other alternatives have coming on. That, you know, that's what's going to happen. The oil price, the oil companies and the government, and the same thing with the auto manufacturers, they're all in cahoots with each other. Somewhere, somehow, we've got to get off of that crap. It's going to take, nobody, it's like nobody wants to take a chance, all right? It's wrong for the oil companies. You know, all I can say is Big Miss is big business. They'll do whatever it takes to get the money. I mean, I've seen it come. My wife works for Sears, for crying out loud. You want to talk about a rat's nest? The guy eventually is going to sell out the company, probably. And the next thing you know is everybody, all the people that work there are going to be out of jobs. It's going to be no different than Arthur Anderson or, you know, anybody else.
All right, Jeff, I got to leave it there. I got to give other people a shot. We got to move on. Thanks for your call. All right. And next we have on the line is Therese. Hi, Therese.
Hello, Ken. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, speak up, please.
I'm sorry. How are you doing, Ken?
Good.
The reason I'm calling is if that amnesty bill was passed, it would cost us millions of dollars, and even illegal aliens would get Social Security. I mean, it's just a big mess.
Yep.
And I believe that they are traitors in D.C., and I think there's going to be an awful lot of arm twisting because Bush went down to the hill and he talked to everybody.
I don't think Bush has any clout anymore, Therese.
I hope he doesn't. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I really do. But anyway, I was, I went to the website www.thomas.gov. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes.
Where you get your legislation.
Right.
And I looked up Ron Paul, and when you read his bills, everything is constitutional.
Right.
The man is fantastic. Not only that, he is not going to take a pension. He brings his can of soup for lunch. He doesn't go out and, you know, he's not wine and dining. He doesn't spend loads of money.
Right.
But he's a very humble, humble person.
Yeah. He's a true statesman. That's why the establishment doesn't like him, because they're reminded. It's like looking in the mirror and seeing such an ugly face of their own.
Yeah.
When they see what a true statesman, politician, congressman can be.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And then I went to Clinton's site to see her bills and then Obama's, and it's almost more social programs and more government spending.
Absolutely.
But regarding the Clintons, they are worth $10 to $50 million, and, you know, the total worth. All they have is a monetary worth. They don't have any value as people. You know that. But Clinton has 34, in his 34 paid speeches, he made $5.9 million. And you know what? If the country wasn't so immoral and so decrepit, he wouldn't be able to make a dime because nobody would pay to go to see him. I wouldn't. I wouldn't, because the men they're so crooked and it makes me sick what they're doing. I just can't stand the two of them. And you know it's a political arrangement. It's not a marriage. And when they left the White House, Hillary said, "We'll be back." And it just scares me because I think if she's on the ballot, I think it's going to be the most crooked election we ever saw, and they can set the machines. This has been proven, and it does it does bother me. But Ron Paul is just a pillar of a man. He's just so good, and that's why, like you said, these people they won't even give him the time of day. They're not even good enough to polish his shoes. Of course, he says he wears gym shoes around the Capitol over there, I mean, in Washington, so he can do a lot of this walking. But he is a wonderful man, and I wish people would go to the website www.thomas.gov and look up all the bills that Ron Paul has sponsored, because...
By the way, I have started up a new a Fox Valley Ron Paul meetup group. I urge everybody to join. If you want to join online, go to http://...
Wait. http://... Okay.
/...
Okay.
Ron Paul, one word, .meetup.com.
You said meet up?
Meet up. M-E-E-T-U-P.
Oh, meet up. I'm sorry. Meet up.
.com.
Okay.
/285. And I'm going to try that. I'm going to make sure that gets you to where you need to be. Let's see.
Do you have a website? Or an email?
Ron Paul. 280. What did I say? 280.
85.
5. Let's see where that goes. Oops. I did something wrong. But if you look up the meetup groups and look for an area of the Fox Valley area, that will be found. So, but yeah, if people don't know what a meetup group is online, it's a really good way to organize groups. It comes up with automatic updates and reminders when there's meetings or when there's events and that sort of thing. And there's these meetup groups are forming throughout the country surrounding Ron Paul's candidacy.
Great.
So I think some of us will be at the Swedish Days in Geneva next weekend.
Yes.
Passing out trifold brochures and or palm cards. And, of course, and the Fox Valley Libertarian Party, by the way, will be in the Elgin Parade on July 4th. And we are going to have a float supporting Ron Paul.
Oh, great.
For that. So people want to join, help us out. Or you can just send me an email at ken@freedomrings.net, and I'll make sure you get the information right to get to the meetup group.
Okay, well, good.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. I believe next we have Gloria. Hello.
Oh, looks like we lost Gloria.
We lost Gloria?
Yeah, I think it was my fault.
Oh, okay. Well, call back, Gloria. Well, maybe we can break now for a few messages. And this is Freedom Rings, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
If you drive a car,
I'll tax the street.
If you drive to Cincinnati,
I'll tax your seat.
If you get too cold,
I'll tax the heat.
If you take a walk,
I'll tax your
food. All right, we are back with Freedom Rings Open Line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is quite welcome. And let's go right back to the phones, and we do have Gloria back. Hello, Gloria.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
What I did hear a little bit earlier relays to me why we do have such problems in this country. Obviously, if you aid and abet, you are a very large part of this problem. But obviously, we have people that think they know the laws of our country and what's better for us. They don't want to uphold our laws. And they are making money off the backs of illegals. And that makes them feel, oh, well, that's free enterprise. No, no, no. That's totally wrong. It's totally upsetting to a very large amount of people in this country. Unfortunately, we can't take off work and go march to Washington or things like we'd like to. Maybe if our government would all give us a free vacation, we could all go to Washington. Give us a week's vacation. Take all these services you're handing out. Give us a free vacation. We'll come down there and tell you what we think. It's absolutely appalling. And people that aid and abet are not doing these people any service. Our country is built on legal immigration. That's where we are a good, strong company country. We don't want to be a third world country. And, you know, all these vegetable processors, Del Monte, I heard they had 600 employees, and out of 600, only 48 of them were legal. Now, I haven't noticed the price of Del Monte vegetables going down.
Oh, they have, though. No, Gloria, they have. The price of all food, if you...
Wait,
Gloria, I let you talk for about a minute or two straight. Are
you for aiding and abetting illegals that come to this country?
We got two questions. I'm going to make my point, and then I'll answer your question.
I'm sorry, I'm very upset.
That's fine. You can be upset. I'm upset about a lot of things, too. This is a program where you can the emotions can almost get the better of you because we talk about real issues, real ideas. Okay. Now, as far as the price of food, if you look in real terms, Gloria, from what food cost back in the 1950s, 1960s, and you compare what they cost today in real terms, adjusted for inflation, food and clothing have plummeted. Food and clothing have absolutely plummeted in price. I remember back in the late 50s, a pretty good piece of steak would still from the Jewel would still cost about $2 a pound. Now it's that same comparable piece of steak is about $5 or $6 a pound, but the inflation has increased by a factor of 4 or 5. So that would
God
be
for illegals
the food,
coming to our
the food
country?
Would have been about
telling
10
me.
Or 11. I'm sorry?
Thank God for illegals to come to our country? I don't get you.
Well, I am in favor of free markets. Now, my point about illegal aliens is this. If you got rid of the welfare in this country, you'd get rid of all of the undesirables, the ones who are freeloading on the system. I believe in free markets all over the world. I think we all would be better off if we had a huge international free market. So if somebody's from Mexico or Poland or Russia, I don't care. As long as they're willing to be productive in this country, then I think they should be welcome and we should have an open immigration policy, except for, you know, bringing in obvious criminals and that sort of thing. That's my
position.
I am not in favor of just illegals being illegal, but I am in favor of an immigration policy that allows people to come to this country as the beacon of hope and freedom and opportunity.
Just like our laws are already set forth.
Pardon me?
We already have laws for legal immigration, but we have spin masters that are elected officials.
Why do you think we have this flood of immigration in this country? Why do you think
people like, because of people like you that aid in that make money off of them, and
you don't think it has anything to do with the welfare that brings these why, who cares?
Well, that's part of aiding and abetting.
I don't understand why you care if somebody's productive, what country they're from. Or if they're so-called, I mean, what I'm saying is change the law to make it legal.
I don't care what country they're from.
Pardon me?
Do you understand? Did I ever once say anything about a country? No. I said you're either, you come to this country the right way, or you come to this country the wrong way. It's very cut, dry, simple to the average person.
All right, let me ask you this. If we change the law to allow open immigration, except for withholding, you know, obvious criminals, or somebody with some bad diseases, or somebody that had a record of terrorism, beyond that, if we allowed everybody else to come to this country, but under the understanding that there's no welfare at all, would you be in favor of that?
Well, there shouldn't be. As far as I know, the immigration laws are, if you can't come to this country and be self-sufficient...
No, that's not true. The Supreme Court has ruled that that they can get all sorts of welfare, including education, including breakfasts and lunches at school.
I know all about it.
And hospitalization, too. The Supreme Court has ruled that. I think incorrectly, but they've ruled that. My problem is the welfare. It's not the people. Well, making somebody illegal or illegal, I don't get the point.
As long as you aid and abet and you give people welfare, you are encouraging them to break the law.
If you give them welfare, did you say? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing.
If you give them welfare, if you give them, you're encouraging them.
Absolutely, that's my point.
Here.
Gloria, that is my point. Get rid of the welfare and you get rid of the problems.
Why not uphold the laws we already have?
No, that's not enough.
It's not?
No.
How come it?
Because you're trying to, you're not going to be able to uphold the law. First of all, just like the government can't stop the black market in drugs, it's an impossible feat to accomplish. You can't do it. If two individuals want to engage in certain kind of economic activity or transaction, they're going to do it whether it's legal or not. Get rid of the incentives. That'll
exactly.
Stop it.
Quit
the
aiding and abetting.
The incentives.
Quit giving them welfare.
The incentives
quit
are the
giving
welfare.
Them jobs.
Get rid of the welfare, and I welcome people to come in this country.
I do too.
Let's get rid of the barriers that have quotas as far as how many can come in legally.
But we have those for a reason. Just like every country has it for a reason.
And what would that reason be, in your opinion?
The reason is, due to the fact that we have laws whereby we allow only so many people per year,
you're already arguing in a circular fashion.
Okay.
Why do we need to have laws restricting people who want to come to this country and be productive?
What if the whole world wanted to come here?
Pardon me?
What if the whole world wanted to come here? What if they wanted to come here from... And they just decided to all
you're
get
showing,
up and
Gloria,
leave.
No offense, but you're showing a total ignorance of economics when you say something like that. Obviously, supply and demand would limit that ridiculous notion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but I'm just...
Well, I do know.
I know a lot of people that are in the trades, and these people are getting very hurt.
I'm one of the... I'm an owner of a trade. I understand what you're saying, but since I consider myself intellectually and philosophically honest, I cannot oppose something just because it hurts me personally.
So
pardon me?
Obviously you don't want to uphold the laws.
I don't believe in immoral, unethical laws. I don't believe in the income tax laws. I don't believe in the laws that prohibit honest money being circulated in this country.
Okay,
I don't believe in the laws
that would possibly
draft your son or daughter into a ridiculous war. I think there are a lot of laws, and I would honor the laws of God, of nature's God, before I honor any of man's laws.
Okay, well...
And that's what our founding fathers. If you read Gloria,
we have
Independence Day coming up, and I would very much recommend that you reread the Declaration of Independence, because what I had just said is the exact sentiment of our founding fathers. that they regarded, and Thomas Jefferson writing the Declaration regarded the nature's God's laws far more important than any oppressive of man's laws.
Okay. I didn't
Are you a Tory or are you a patriot?
I am a patriot, sir.
If you are a patriot, then you believe that when government becomes oppressive, it's man's duty to support the abolition of those laws or that government that's oppressive. That's what the Declaration of Independence is all about.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. Thanks for your call, Gloria.
Yeah. Right on.
Okay. Next, we do have Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Ken. Oh boy. What a can of worms, huh?
Well, that was good. I'm glad she called because I think she expresses the viewpoint of a lot of people.
I understand her point because I've often said that the problem with government is that they pass laws and then for whatever reason they don't enforce the laws. Then they want stronger laws.
Right.
And then they don't enforce those, and then they want stronger. And what you end up having is this incremental, ongoing issue. So I would just have to say to Gloria that, you know, with all the stuff I read about this immigration reform bill and all this other stuff, but, you know, just relax. Don't worry, because, you know, in about, 3 to 4 years, we're going to be a militarized corporate police state, and no one's going to want to come here. We'll be trying to struggle to get out.
Yeah, but they'll build fences that'll keep us in by then.
Yeah, well, as you said, the other, it's just, you got to look at the reason why this is all happening. And I still say that it has to do with the centralization of government power and the growth of government power. And that's really what is going on with this whole thing. This is another branch that everybody's hacking at rather than striking at the root.
Yep.
Where it's the growth of government. It's everything the anti-federalists wrote about and said what was wrong with the Constitution, and that it would eventually grow, government would grow out of control to where the people would have to exercise their right as articulating the Declaration of Independence to alter or abolish that form of government that no longer secures their liberties. That's where we are. And
you're absolutely right, Tim. Did you notice a disconnect when I mentioned the Declaration of Independence with Gloria?
Oh, that's
she wants to consider herself a patriot, but heaven forbid even countenancing the notion of overthrowing the government or violating the law.
Well, see, this is what has happened when you've had a strong federalist Republican, if you will, influence on our society, especially since the War of Northern Invasion, and then of course Roosevelt's edicts, and a number of other things. You have this constant shift where it's the law, the law, the law, rather than the law is supposed to be good and moral. The law is supposed to be there to secure your rights, to protect your rights.
Exactly. Exactly. And Glory was operating from the viewpoint that if it's the law, it's the law, and that's it. And she didn't want to look at the ethical aspects of it, the moral aspects of it.
Right, right. People have not been taught or encouraged to judge the morality of the law, although there is a great tradition of civil disobedience.
Absolutely.
Within our society, but it's not officially sanctioned. And what I had called is, you know, maybe a little bit about civil disobedience. You had mentioned the Edna Lane Brown.
Right.
Now, supposedly, there is supposed to be a news conference today around 1 o'clock Central Time or so, major news media, etc. Randy Weaver, I happen to know specifically that he is out there in New Hampshire now.
Uh-huh.
He is, ideally, the idea was to have bring in the major news media, which have been totally ignoring the Ed and Lorraine Brown story.
Right.
All lines of communication are being cut off, and the feds now are actively involved in using the GPS in people's cell phones, that if they send or receive a call in the geographic area of Ed and Lorraine Brown's house there in Plainfield, New Hampshire, they use the Military Commissions Act or the Patriot Act to impress upon or to force the cellular companies to discontinue somebody's account to that phone number. And they are actively suppressing information being in and out of there with cell phones. And
Tim, I got to run. I appreciate your information.
Can I just throw this at folks? Go to makethestand.com for updates, and also to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com on ideas on what to do to preserve your liberties.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks.
All right, we will be back after a message or two.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute, and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville, on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, back with Freedom Rings, and this is the quotation of the week from Thomas Jefferson. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. God forbid we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion. What country can't preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms.
This is the home of the most amazing show on the radio, the Radio Shopping Show.
WRMN, AM 1410, Elgin.
USA Radio Network News, Bob Morrison reporting. The U.S. commander in Iraq says they now have all the troops they're going to get as part of the troop surge. And General David Petraeus says we will know by September if it's working.
We'll have had by then our forces in the mix for a